Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome into it. It is Trail Tidbits here on a Wednesday afternoon, VolQuest.com. I'm Eric Kane, alongside with VolQuest recruiting insider Matt Ray. And it's been a really, really strong month of October. And, of course, we're heading into the month of November now. And Tennessee's had some big wins, had some great atmospheres at Neyland Stadium. And, obviously, you know, trying to play catch-up for being away from home from the home field for about a month earlier in the season. So, a lot of guys who were on campus this past weekend, and we're going to work through about four or five, maybe six or seven different prospects. Matt, let's start with a Southern Cal commit. Tennessee's trying to add another running back, and Juan Morris is right here from the Volunteer State in the Mid-State, but it was always a challenge just to get him to campus. He was on campus last weekend. It sounds like, feels like Tennessee did a really good job there.
Yeah, we've talked about the Juan Morris for months, Eric, and kind of the theme of that is Tennessee needs to get him back to campus, and they were able to do so, you know, this past weekend. The vibe around that visit went really well. He came out of it all smiles. He got to see a lot of what he wanted to see. Got to see, you know, Dylan Sampson break the, you know, Tennessee single season rushing touchdown record. Tennessee used DeShaun Bishop. They used Peyton Lewis. There was a lot that DeJuan Morris really enjoyed from what he saw from the Tennessee offense. He told me, you know, later in the week, last week, ahead of the visit, that it was going to be important for him to be back around the coaching staff and just continue to have that conversation and see that bond grow. For DeJuan Morris, he felt that it was important for him to come take another look at Tennessee because of the fact that this staff has never, you know, just let him ride off to Southern Cal. They continued to recruit him and let him know that he's a priority. So he kind of wanted to repay that and show them some love back. And, you know, I think everything lined up for Tennessee really well during the weekend. I feel like the visit went about as well as it could. We'll see what's next for DeJuan Morris. The expectation and kind of what he has said is that he will take an official visit to Tennessee for the UTEP game. And, you know, then from there, it's a short window into the early signing period, which launches in the first week of December this year because of the calendar being moved around a little bit. So it's a busy month, basically, here, a busy 30-ish days for DeJuan Morris. But, you know, Tennessee really put their best foot forward this weekend as they hope to add a second back to this class. And Morris is certainly the guy that fits the bill for what they want to do there.
Talking about one current Southern Cal commit, let's go to another one, and it's a name that Tennessee's been after really this entire cycle, hot on his heels over the summer. He left the Georgia's class. There was some UCLA chatter, USC, Tennessee. It's Jaden Perlotti, who was actually on campus this past weekend. Tennessee just added another linebacker last week. Of course, you've already got Gass, who there's some versatility there, and you got Harmon. Is Perlotti a real possibility, Matt?
You know, I think, Eric, it's interesting. I think Tennessee is, you know, continues to look at adding another linebacker in this class. And, you know, Jaden Perlotti is a guy that certainly makes some sense in terms of just, you know, the fact they've recruited him. They've had a longstanding relationship there dating back to the time that he was at Georgia. I think he's continued to keep his options open, but we'll see. Like you said, Tennessee has three linebackers in this class. And it really comes down to, in my opinion, how much does Jaden Harmon want to be at USC? Like, Jaden Perlotti. How much does he want to be at USC? And, does he want to end up staying out here in the Southeast and play football and be closer to his family? I think a lot of that, you know, goes into it because Tennessee – they added Christian Gass, and they really wanted to add another big-time linebacker. And Perlotti ended up flipping to Georgia, opening the door for Tennessee to circle back to Jaden Harmon and flip him away from Alabama. So, you know, there's some dynamics there in terms of just the fact that the Vols class has continued to grow bigger, and Brendan Ames adds in this week. So now you've got three linebackers. So how does Jaden Perlotti see himself fitting in? And, you know, really at the end of the day, does he want to make that trip, you know, have his family make that trip out to Southern Cal to try to see him play? And does he want to play out on the West Coast? I think it's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty expensive out there, and it's some pretty bad football, all things considered. Let's go to the class of 2026. Let's go to the running back and a top 30 player nationally, top 20 player, according to On3, Savion Hyder, the number one target for running backs in the class of 2026. It feels like Tennessee – at least for Hyder, he knows Tennessee is making him an absolute priority.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's still a long way to go in this recruitment, and one that's certainly going to be a heavyweight battle. Michigan going to do all that they can do, and I think right now, as we kind of leave the fall here, we'll see if Hyder's back out on the road anywhere else in the next few weeks. But I think those two teams right now, Tennessee and Michigan, leave the fall with the most momentum for Savion Hyder. And credit Tennessee here, you know, for just continuing to be so persistent in this recruitment. Darrell Sims has built a really good relationship with him. Joey Halsey, Josh Heupel as well. Those two guys were on the road to see him last week. And that's something that's been important to Hyder. But this visit went very well. Again, a lot of the same things that you say about DeJuan Morris, you can say about Savion Hyder in terms of what he saw from the Tennessee running backs. You know, he knows that Tennessee has maybe not had a back as dynamic, or at least as dynamic at this point in their high school career as he is. So he's seen a lot of opportunity and a lot of ability to get out in space and make plays in the Tennessee offense. And it's a pretty interesting situation with him because the offenses are pretty drastically different between Tennessee and Michigan. You know, now they both run the football and they both run it well, but in terms of how they do it, it's pretty different. You know, so for Savion Hyder, I think this visit was important for him to be here with his family, be back around the staff and learn more about the Tennessee program and experience the game day atmosphere again. But another really good visit is Tennessee is continuing to build momentum here. He's maintained for some time that he's going to take official visits to all five of his top schools, and he'll do that in the summer and then likely make a summertime decision. So I think probably what's next for him at this point is look for him to make some visits into spring practice. We'll see about junior days. All these schools are going to try to get him to campus. It should be a little bit easier for him to travel in the winter, but we'll see about junior days. But I think the next, as far as important visits go for Savion Hyder, will be, you know, spring practice and then get a little bit of the inner workings of how things go day to day for the running backs at each of these schools and then move forward into official visits.
You know, Tennessee picked up a commit for the class of 26 last week, wide receiver, Knoxville Catholic, local standout Tyree King, a really nice player and a guy that, you know, Kelsey Pope kind of, you know, pinpointed a couple years ago that he wanted to be a part of this class. Looking at other receivers in this class, On3's got him as a top 10 player. We talk about him, you know, every week. I think, you know, the On3 industry rankings, he's number 19. Tristan Keys on campus here recently. What type of impression did Tennessee make?
Well, this visit for Tristan Keys was big because he had came out, you know, for the Florida game, came out on his own, you know, without his mom. He wanted to get his mom back to campus this weekend, and that happened. You know, she had a good time, according to him. She was up. He said this was the first time that he had seen her up, actively engaged, waving a pom-pom, just really into the game, really into the pageantry, you know, in terms of kneeling at night and everything that was going on there. So from that aspect, that was big for Tristan Keys, for her to see that. It was, you know, obviously big for Tennessee to get him back and have her alongside. But this was another game for him that showed him what the Tennessee offense is about. And well, he was here for the Florida game, and obviously that was, you know, an exciting game. We've talked about that on here ad nauseum, but at the end of the day, that game ended in front of the recruits. Tennessee walks it off in overtime. But from the passing attack, it wasn't your best night. That changed on Saturday night against Kentucky. You know, it's still some miscues in the passing game, some drops, but Tennessee had guys running open. Nico had a big night. They made plays down the field. They made plays, you know, at all three levels in the passing game, and that really made an impression to Tristan Keys. You talk about Tyreek King. Keys spent a lot of time with King. Keys spent a lot of time with Faison Brandon, Carson Snead. The idea of what they can do in this offense moving forward, I think, is really appealing to Tristan Keys. He understands that Tennessee already has, you know, several dudes committed in the 2026 class on the offensive side of the football, and it obviously starts with Faison Brandon, right? But those two, both the times that Tristan Keys have been here, those two have pretty much been inseparable during the visit, and Tennessee left this weekend in a really good spot for Tristan Keys.
Staying in the class of 2026, let's go to the defensive backfield. Let's go to the safety position and a top 100 player industry ranking has him as number 54, Zalus Hicks from Carrollton, Georgia. What's the latest with Tennessee and Hicks?
Yeah, so obviously the Texas commit wanted to take another look at the Vols. More than just, flip potential there with Zalus Hicks, or at least flip watch as all these other schools continue to recruit him too. The main topic right now in his recruitment is, will he stay in 2026? Yeah. He has the option to reclass up to 2025. And I think as you talk to people, you're talking about a guy that's probably still a top eight, top 10 safety in 2025 if he reclassed up. So I think now he's been committed to Texas here for just a little bit. The option of reclassing to 2025 continues to be very real. So he's wanting to make one final round and take a look at these schools that are recruiting him harder if he is going to reclass. Because if he's going to reclass, then he has to decide, well, now I'm reclassing and I'm going to Texas, and it's all kind of happening all of a sudden. So we'll see what happens with him. It starts with, will he reclass or not? I think Tennessee would take him in either class. But they're continuing to, look at adding another defensive back. So Hicks, the timing of his decision to reclass will be important as well. But at the end of the day, this visit went very well. He's got friends on the team in Knoxville. He spent a lot of time with Josh Heupel, with Tim Banks. He loves the development piece at Tennessee. Kind of loves the culture at Tennessee. And, toward the end of my conversation with him, he mentioned it's pretty nice that this is just a few hours from home. So he continues to feel like, at least right now, regardless of if he reclassifies or not, that maybe that distance is weighing on him just a little bit. It's probably not everything at this point, but maybe it's weighing on him a little bit. And we'll see what's next for him. He wants to make a decision to reclass probably in the next couple of weeks. And if he makes a decision to reclass, then you're going to see some schools really push to try to get him back on campus for maybe one final home game or whatever's going on, or try to get him in on an official visit. So, a very intriguing prospect in Zalus Hicks.
Yeah, I think it's interesting in terms of the reclassification conversation. It's different circumstances, and James Pierce didn't do this, but remember the talk in December was like, oh, James Pierce probably going to wait till February, And Tennessee's like, no, let's get it done now, because if you don't come in now, then we might lose you, right? I mean, so yep. I think that one's going to be really intriguing to see over the next couple of weeks as we enter on into December. Let's go to a cornerback now, still in 26. The number one cornerback in the class on three industry rankings. On three has him as number two, but the 13th overall player. Industry rankings has him as number 15 overall, number one corner. On three specifically, number 13 overall, number two corner. Any way you spin it, five-star, really talented player. Tennessee trying to get into this one, right, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that is being recruited by everyone. He's there in Ohio, and obviously Ohio State's heavily involved in this one. Penn State, Notre Dame, Oregon, all these schools, Alabama, Georgia is in there as well. And Albert Hill's weighing out a lot in his process. But he was at Tennessee in June for camp, enjoyed what he saw from the coaching staff, enjoyed what he saw from that visit, and, told me earlier in the fall he wanted to make it a point to get back to campus, and he circled the Kentucky game to get back down here and see Tennessee. And it was a visit that went very well. He continues to have a strong bond with the staff. He's hearing from them routinely. He likes the way that they communicate with him. Feels like it's pretty genuine. And, I thought it was pretty interesting to me that we're here in just as the calendar turns over in November, but he's already talked about the fact that I asked him, I said, when will you be back? Will you come back for spring? Will you come back for a junior day? What do you feel like the plan is there? And, he said that the plan was, to come back as often as he could, basically, but he's definitely planning to already take an official visit to Tennessee, which kind of tells you that, there's not a cap limit of five anymore of official visits. Guys can take more than those, but more than that number now, but, he's planning to be back to check out Tennessee in depth, and he's certainly very interested in the Vols after this latest visit.
Yep, he's one that Whew, you talk about fans are obsessed with top five class. Well, you're reeling a guy like that potentially, yep. You know, down the line that will get you in that conversation. Final prospect I want to discuss, still in the class of 26. Let's go to linebacker, a current South Carolina commit who was on campus this past weekend, and Rodney Colton, 6'1", about 205.
Yeah, you know, I think Rodney Colton's pretty interesting. We've talked about him on here before. We've talked about him over in the general's quarters. You know, he has now visited Tennessee for 3 straight game days. He was here for Florida, he was here for Alabama, and he was back for Kentucky. And, you know, he chose to come to the Tennessee-Kentucky game over going to the South Carolina A&M game. And
yeah, what's he waiting on, Matt?
It's not really a factor of distance, because it's pretty equal in terms of that. But, you know, I asked him about that. You know, what made you want to come back to Tennessee tonight, you know, versus going back to South Carolina? And he continues to maintain there's a lot of love there for South Carolina. He feels good about that commitment. They're doing a lot of things well defensively, you know, over in Columbia under Shane Beamer right now. But, you know, Tennessee's recruiting him hard. He's got a really good bond with the players. He feels like he sees the brotherhood. He's close with Caleb Herring. He's close, you know, getting closer with Arion Carter and guys in that linebacker room. He's talking more to other recruits in the class, the offensive recruits. Tennessee's doing a really nice job in the recruitment of Rodney Colton right now. You know, when Austin and I recorded our recruiting recap on Saturday night, you know, I said in that, he's talking about coming back for the UTEP game. I mean, you know, Tennessee's not going to host recruits for, you know, Mississippi State. And, you know, that would be basically, what, 4 straight times of Tennessee hosting recruits at Rodney Colton's on campus. So the Vols are doing a really nice job here. Georgia's involved here, and South Carolina's never going to go away here. But it's pretty clear through 3 back-to-back-to-back game day visits that Tennessee's building momentum here with Rodney Colton heading into the winter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've covered recruiting. You've covered recruiting for years. It's not often you see a guy who's committed elsewhere come for 3 straight games and maybe a 4th one coming. I mean, that's just that's different, right? I mean, maybe if you're a silent commit under the table or something, but that's not normal. That's very interesting.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, I think especially when you add in the committed elsewhere piece, but then it's rare to see kind of what Tennessee has done in terms of just getting guys back to campus multiple times. I mean, Gabriel Lucinda, a top offensive tackle target in 26, has been here 3 times. Now he's in Chattanooga, but still, there's been night games. It's getting up here. It's, you know, hour and 30, hour and 40, depending on traffic, back and forth each time you come. He's been here 3 times in a row. You know, at the end of the day, Tennessee's done an excellent job of getting repeat visitors here. And when you do those things and the results line up on the field, man, it goes a long ways.
Matt, out the door here, you've already mentioned a couple of times, but want to reiterate, so yeah, no visitors this weekend for Tennessee, Mississippi State due to the punishments from the Jeremy Pruitt regime. Then Tennessee's on the road in Athens. Then you come back for UTEP, and Tennessee can host recruits there. Then on the road to finish out the regular season at Vanderbilt. What's to come over this next month of a lot of important games? It's an important month for Tennessee football and the college football playoff chances, of course, but also in Tennessee recruit trying to finish off a solid home slate of games.
Yeah, you know, so we talked about, you know, the fact that Tennessee will probably have DeJuan Morris back in town for an official visit during the UTEP weekend. I would probably expect Brendan Ames to use his official visit during that weekend as well. And we'll see what 26 is they get here for that. Tennessee would like to get Kendre Harrison back to campus. That just hasn't, you know, kind of worked out yet. You know, he was supposed to be here for the Alabama game and didn't make it in due to some issues, you know, some unforeseen issues there for him. But he has been visiting some schools that he's interested in that he hasn't maybe got to visit in the past. He's been to Tennessee 5 or 6 times, so he understands what the experience is, and he wants to get back to Tennessee and continues to reiterate that. So he's a guy that you could potentially see back that UTEP weekend. We'll see for sure. He doesn't have anything firm locked in, but they'll try to get, you know, 26s, 27s again into town for that game as they try to build that class into a really good spot going into the winter. And then, you know, as you said, Eric, you're on the road in Athens, and I think if you're following Tennessee recruiting, you're going to want to pay attention and see who ends up in the stands that night. I mean, Georgia's not going away for Shady Hayward and Christian Gass. We talk about them at length on here almost every week. You know, Georgia had hoped to get Shady Hayward to Jacksonville this weekend for their matchup against Florida. He chose to stay home. You know, didn't end up going down there for that, but they've been pushing to get those guys to campus, and that's going to be a night game, a 7:30 kick on ABC, and they're going to try to get both of those Tennessee commits there. And you know, again, Tennessee's going to have to battle, you know, to the finish line for those guys. So watch those two visits. We'll see if they happen. Continue watching Isaiah Campbell and DeJuan Morris, and you know, just kind of see where things go elsewhere in the 2025 class for Tennessee.
And again, those battles, you wouldn't want it any other way, because that means, again, you are recruiting the right kind of kid. Matt Ray, BallQuest recruiting insider, along with Austin Price. Plenty of stuff, plenty of articles and videos from guys who were on campus last week and the last couple of games, guys. It's so much recruiting info over at BallQuest.com, so go ahead and check it out. We'll see what happens in store for the team, Tennessee, this weekend against Mississippi State. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday to give you another edition of Trail Tidbits. For Matt Ray, I'm Eric Kane. Thank you so much for joining us here. Trail Tidbits, FallQuest.com.